Hi, I'm Helen. Welcome to another episode of Dose of Pharma. In today's discussion, we're going to talk about how to find balance between study, work, volunteering activities, and other life commitments. Now, let's welcome our guests, Ash, Zing, and Ryan. Now, before we begin, Ash, are you able to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Of course. I went to pharmacy here at Monash. I did internship in hospital and I still work there at the moment. I do a PhD over at CMUS here at Monash as well, and I'm a teaching associate here too.
Wonderful. And how about you, Zing?
Hi everyone, my name is Zing. I'm currently a pharmaceutical science honor student here at Monash Parkville. In the past, I've taken up many casual roles such as pharmacy technician, pharmacy assistant, and even a restaurant waitress. And yeah, I volunteer in the campus here as well.
Fantastic. And what about you, Ryan?
Hi everyone, I'm Ryan and I'm a third year pharmacy student for now, and I'm currently work at an individual pharmacy around 2 years since my early first years.
Thanks, Ryan, and thanks everyone for your introduction. Now, for the first part of today's discussion, we're going to talk about your study. So the first question that we have is, I guess, what have been the most challenging aspects that you find or you've encountered while you're studying at the university?
So I think that, like, I guess this panel is about finding balance. I think that's probably the most challenging that I found was finding that balance between, obviously, pharmacy and pharmaceutical sciences are pretty tough courses to do, and they're quite challenging. Finding the balance between studying, making sure you're having a life outside of university, and work as well.
Absolutely. And Zing, did you want to share your experience?
For me, I think the most thing I struggled with was in my first year. A lot of people say that the coursework gets harder when you get into second, third, honors year. But looking back, I think I struggled the most in first year because of that transition from high school into university. I found it really hard to adapt to the different structure of learning, because in high school, your teachers will always like tell you what to do, what is expected. But over here, it's more self-directed learning, and you kind of have to be self-disciplined and know the expectations from your coursework.
Yeah. So as Zing says, like, I feel like it was very difficult from the transition from high school to uni, and especially I believe most of the pharmacy students, they will start finding a job during their first year. So there's actually a lot of information like from study and works from there. So yeah, it was a lot of struggles. Like, it takes quite a long time for me to reschedule all my timetables and yeah, get used to it.
Yeah, and well, you mentioned a lot about the transition between high school to uni, and also finding the first job at the same time, and when that peak assessment period comes and you get so stressed about it, what do you usually do to cope with that? Maybe you can start with Ryan.
Yeah, like, definitely not like schedule your timetable well. Also during free times, just do whatever you think that might like help you to relax or whatever. For me, I like doing sports, so like in between just some leisure time, just do some sport. But yeah, because I feel like because pharmacy and working at a pharmacy is what I like to do, so definitely find what you're passionate about that will actually help a lot in like not getting too much stress, because when you're actually enjoying some things, you like wouldn't feel like it's too stressed about it. But yeah, just basically manage your timetables and yeah, just doing whatever you like. I think that will help a lot with it.
Beautiful. Thanks, Ryan. And Zing, did you have anything that you would like to add on?
So as I mentioned, I've done many casual work before, but I would say to know your priority really well. During my undergrad, there was almost like about half a year to a year where I didn't work any of those jobs at all because I needed a break from my job and needed to know how to organize my time well and manage my task well. I would say to know your priorities well. Obviously, studying is your first priority. Academic is your first priority. And then once you get that sorted, then you can add in like part-time work or things that you like to do on the side.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree that knowing priorities and know how what to prioritize is very important, and also very important to say no to things, because a lot of the time we just say yes to all the opportunities, especially like in first or second year where we've got like a lot of new experiences or like new opportunities coming through, but know when to say no, and also know whether you really need a break to recharge yourself is also equally important. And what about you, Ash? I guess for you, maybe we could share, you could share something about the transition between graduating from your bachelor's degree and moving into your PhD, and how are you coping with doing your PhD at the same time with like working in the hospital or community pharmacy?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think what everyone said really resonated, making sure your priorities are clear, having a schedule and like saying no to things. I think that's also really important, making sure that it's clear when something you should say yes to and something that you shouldn't. Transitioning was from graduating and then going into PhD was definitely more challenging than I thought it would be, just from the sense that, you know, if you work in a hospital like I was doing full time, you've got very strict hours. So you're working from 8 to 5 and that's you're there all the time. When you're a PhD student, it's a lot more flexible. So you can work from home, you can be at university, and I teach and things like that as well. So it's finding that, okay, I'm probably teaching maybe a little bit too much. Do I need to say no to that and prioritize my study? Because that is obviously the biggest priority. But I think the thing that's helped me the most is making sure I'm still doing things that I enjoy and that I look forward to. And so having, like, you know, making sure I'm exercising regularly and having that to look forward to at the end of the day is still really important, and making time to spend time with friends as well.
Amazing. I guess we've talked a lot about priority, knowing how to prioritize things, but how do you guys know that how much time you should allocate for certain tasks, and how do you manage your time effectively?
I think for this timing, like at the very beginnings, like at least for me, I think we will never know until you, like, I think it's a process. Like, once you get used to it, and your timetable will always change. So, like, just across the time, like, when you first get into uni, after 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you'll find that, like, you approximately start getting the concept, like, how much time you need for this course, how for these homeworks or whatever. And based on that, you go forwards from that. So, I think it's more or less, like, a process rather than like you just fix with it. Yeah, so I think like when you get used to it, just start to complete your schedule bit by bit, and eventually you can find that balance. So I don't think you can reach the balance at the very beginnings. So throughout the process, and yeah, so as soon as you manage that well, find a way that suits you, and finally you can like find that balance for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I also agree that it's very hard to reach the balance at the start. A lot of the time, it would just be trial and errors for a couple of months. Just try different things out, what works, what not, reflect on it, and then make changes along the way. Zing, did you want to share your experience?
I think for me, it's very similar as well. Like speaking from personal experience, when I started in first year, I had most of my focus on really knowing what the expectations are in uni, knowing what each week is like, what the workload is like. Like for example, I only started my pharmacy technician job in first year in September, and I've only started volunteering work in Monash in second year. So I really spent like the first year trying to navigate like how much time and how comfortable I am with the coursework. In terms of my whole undergrad, like, so for my casual work, the hours that I spend into work is very variable on my academics and studying. So for example, if I have a really big assignment coming up, then I wouldn't work. Or if there's exams coming up, I wouldn't work as much as well. So I only work more during the summer break and the winter break.
And Ash, what about yourself?
Yeah, very similar as well. I think it's difficult to find that balance, especially at first. And what you were saying before about transitioning from high school to undergrad, I really resonated with, because like many people, I'm not from Melbourne. And so moving to a new city and transitioning to that is really difficult. So I think the thing that helped me was making sure I was doing like volunteering as well and finding that balance, because I think that the more there was like a limit to how much I should be studying, and I think that I went over that limit in first year. And so starting to do more volunteering with like VPSA and NAPSA really helped me to, you know, I guess that priority thing as well, and recognize that those things are just as important as studying as well.
Are there any certain tools or certain ways that you guys use to allocate your time, or is it just simply noting down to-do list?
Yeah, so I personally didn't use any tools. It's more or less like what the host said just now, is like trial and error. So as Zing said as well, like know your priorities, like do everything one by one. So our priority is gonna be like academic, of course. So like put manage down your schedule, and then on top of that one, you just bit by bit adding new things. Like for me, it's work. And then once I find the balance between my studying and works, I can find that if I feel like, oh, I got more times and I am like got a little bit of more time, I want to engage in more activities, I can start like doing the volunteerings or joining small events at school. Like just, or not necessarily like joining any events, or maybe use that time to do something you enjoy. And in that way, it's like you can start to find it's even more balanced, because like you are releasing your stress, and I think your mindset will be like reset and ready to do like what's in the future.
For me, in terms of tools, I'll say in a broader term, like strategies. So during my undergrad, I've tried many, many strategies. Some work, some don't. Some will work for 1 week. It will work very well for 2 weeks, and then it won't work well for the third week. So I think for everyone, like, it's good to explore those strategies. Like whether it's using Google Calendar, for example, whether you like to plan your day or whether you like to plan your week. Do you like having to-do lists on your phone, or do you like the satisfaction of crossing out on a piece of paper? Everyone is different, and I guess accept the fact that it wouldn't work for long. Sometimes you will get bored of a certain strategy and you have to change up to another strategy. And I think for me, that would be an advice as well, is to change up strategies, because for me, I like having like different strategies, and it keeps me like refreshed and focused, because I don't get bored of a certain like strategy on how to manage my time and tasks.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I think for me, having set times where I have to do something really works for me. I think I'm someone that kind of needs a deadline in a way. So if I've got, you know, I'm going out with friends in this, like this time this evening, I'll make sure that I get my tasks done at that point in time. Otherwise, quite similar, like writing it down for me is really good. Like the action of crossing it off. But that was what worked for me, was going, okay, I've got a 2-hour block. I will get it done in that 2-hour block.
Yeah, I think using Google Calendar is a very fantastic way, because you can actually block out the time that you want to allocate for each task, and then that also is your deadline to complete the task as well. But sometimes you may get overwhelmed of how many tasks that you have to do during the day, so then I find that having a checklist of the three most important things that you really want to get done on that day, just to set your point of focus for the day, I think that's also very helpful. Now moving on to the second part of today, which is about work. We know how important it is to prioritize our study, but I guess when talking about work, how do you find that your part-time work has helped you in terms of personal and professional development?
For me, when I was an undergrad, so I worked in Priceline, which was great. I felt like working there really consolidated my knowledge of what we'd learnt in class. I think sometimes it can feel a little bit abstract, because it's a case of probably never going to see a person with this condition in real life, and then you do, and you can really use the tools that you've learnt in class. And also just having an idea of exactly how things practically work too, because sometimes what we learn theoretically doesn't always happen practically, or it'd be slightly different for, you know, maybe money costs for the patient, things like that. So I felt like it really was able to consolidate exactly what I learned in class quite well.
Yep. So for me, I've worked in different casual roles before. They are similar in a way, but they are quite different as well. I think personally, what they have in common is that it has really developed my communication skills, how I interact with people, whether that be interacting with clients, customers, patients or even my colleagues. It has really taught me how everyone is different. Everyone has a different way of doing things, how to work in a team, small team or big team. That has really taught me a lot. Professionally, I think with these roles, it has taught me different skills as well. That's led me to different opportunities afterwards, which I'm really grateful for.
Yes. And Ryan,
yeah, as a pharmacy student, I believe most of the student will look for a job as a pharmacy student. So as Ash say, like most of the time, or not most, sometimes you see that like what you learn from uni, what they taught you might be slightly different to what you practically do. But yeah, I think I was quite lucky because like as I'm doing what I enjoy, I also have like good team, good environment. Those pharmacies, like they are willing to teach me, like use their professionals' knowledge or whatever, just help me to refresh and tell me actually how to communicate with the patients. Like not necessarily just working at pharmacy. I think as a pharmacist in the future, like talking about like the knowledge, it will be just half of them. Like another half is how you actually communicate with the patients. Like you actually find that same things, like how you talk might not get a well response from the patient, but how your pharmacist talk to the patients might get like a better outcome. So I think in that ways, I actually like learned a lot of that from my pharmacist.
Absolutely. I think communication skills is the most important skill, no matter which role you work as, especially if you have to deal with a lot of clients, a lot of patients, people, customers, because we're dealing with people that introduce a lot of variables into our daily practice. And that's when we need to really think of what we've learned and really know how to apply those knowledge and really boost up our problem-solving skills so that it will benefit our clients, our customers, and our patients. And are there any other activities that you guys do in your daily or weekly and monthly to have fun and relax?
Yeah, I do actually play some sport. I like play basketball, badminton, but not in like weekly or fortnight routine. It's just whenever I got the timings, like because throughout the course, like although the concept of every week's the same, like you're doing this on Monday, doing that on Tuesday, but sometimes you get behind, sometimes you get ahead of that. So for me, I just like based on what's that week's. So like let's say, oh, I'm behind, so maybe this week I wouldn't do any much those sport or any gaming. Like I need to catch up with your coursework, as they say, know your priorities. But whenever I got more time, more relaxed, I can just do whatever I want.
For me, like health wise, I go to the gym. I also go out with my friends as well. But as what Ryan said, it's not like consistent. Like every week I go out with my friends. Like because with my group of friends, like we have other personal commitments as well. So it's like whenever we're free, it's quite chill.
I think there were some things in undergrad especially that I made sure I scheduled in. So for me, I really like swimming. So I make sure I would go on like a swim at least once a week. And I was catching up with friends at least once a week. But as you said, sometimes that's not always the most practical thing. So I think that it would obviously depend on, you know, if it's spot back and if it's big exam week coming up, that wouldn't happen as often. But I think as like a pharmacist now, I'm recognizing more how important it is to make sure you're doing those little things every day to keep your mental health well and stay, you know, healthy as well. So I think that maintaining like a regular exercise schedule for me is really important. And I also really like crocheting. So that's my other hobby that I try to make time for at least once or twice a week.
Lovely. Yeah, I think in general, having some sort of activities, hobbies, exercises that we do weekly or regularly really helps with our mental health, and also having, you know, like hanging out with friends to build up that support network so that when you get stressed or when you're going through a lot of challenges, then you can turn into your support network, and that really helps with study and work at the same time and with your productivity as well. Now, apart from hobbies and activities that you engage in your daily life, are there any other volunteering work or any clubs at Parkville that you guys also get involved in?
Yeah, I actually didn't join that much because I was actually studying in different state when I was at high school. So like moving to Melbourne is kind of a new chapter of my life. So I'm actually just doing like, as just now one of the advertisement, I am part of the badminton social committees, but it was quite chill. Doesn't really need to do that much. It's just that like, it's my hobbies. I like to do it, so I commit to it. But now just feels like it's kind of getting boring of my like uni life. So I was actually thinking of joining new clubs, just not to make myself more exposures, like, but it really depends on like what you want. For me, I just want to get more engaged in pharmacy related things, not necessary to like to the industry, but just like making more friends or joining or events, organizing more activities. And yeah, I think that would help. And yeah, that's what I'm doing for now.
Yeah, for me, I think I'm quite heavily involved in volunteering on campus. So I do hold like several roles here on Monash, such as the ambassador, see a mentor, also the organized employability week every end of the year.
During undergrad, I was VPSA president, which was a really exciting role and I really enjoyed it. And I enjoyed it so much that I went and joined NAPSA as well. And so I was a board member there as well, which I really enjoyed. And similar to what Ryan said, I think coming from interstate, I found it a little bit difficult to get involved at first. But I felt like once I did, it was much easier to sort of make friends and enjoy life at Parkville like quite a lot. I felt that really helped me a lot.
So how do you think that these volunteering activities have helped you in terms of your development and makes the experience different from, you know, having just a part-time work or just like focusing on your academic success?
For me, I felt like it was a great opportunity to meet people in pharm sci as well as pharmacy, because I feel like sometimes the courses don't always mix a lot. So it was great to meet other people in the other course as well. And as part of NAPSA, you get to travel a lot. That was really exciting for me. So got to go to Adelaide, Sydney, and places like in Newcastle as well, which is really cool. If COVID hadn't shut everything down, I would have got to go to Singapore as well, which has been very exciting. And just making friends through that as well. So I'm still very close with lots of the people that I met through NAPSA. And I felt that really enhanced my uni experience. And they're all pharmacists as well. So it's great saying, oh, you're moving to Queensland. I know someone that works at the Royal Brisbane and like they can show you around and help you with things like that. So felt like that enhanced not only my uni experience, but also like my professional life as well.
That's so lovely to get to build a lot of connections through this volunteering experience. And Zing, what about you? Why do you think that volunteering is so important?
So for me, I think I've gained a lot from volunteering, especially in Monash. Because volunteering in Monash is so closely related to my academic life here. So I've been able to make many, many friends across pharmaceutical science and pharmacy. I get to meet like-minded people. I've also got to gain skills such as event planning, which I really, really enjoy until today. It has also led me to different opportunities afterwards, professionally as well. So yeah, like I've just ended my summer internship at the MMIC, which I think volunteering has really played a role into me getting an internship offer.
And Ryan, did you want to add anything?
Pretty much the same as Zing and Ash says, like making new friends. And if you actually pay attention on like when you are talking to new friends or whatever, you actually find that every people or every person have different thought. Like if you are like engaged in the communication, you can actually and think about it, and actually you can like learn new things from different people on the same, like based on one same things, everyone have different thought and you think about it, you know more of like, you are kind of expand your knowledge. Like there's more different way that you can do and what can be more suitable in the futures for you. And that makes you more like kind of comprehensive and get ready for different situation, different scenario in the future.
Lovely. And just to wrap up, what is your top tip about balancing study, work, life as a student?
Yeah, for me, as we mentioned at the very beginning, is prioritize what you should do. Like as a student, definitely is academics. For me, I will prioritize my works over my whatever, like gym or sporting. But I would say do what you like to do, what you enjoy. Because when you are doing something you don't really enjoy, it's just like, it's kind of exhausted. Like you just waste your energy and you just feels like so exhausted, not just for that specific event, maybe it will like get through to the work and other things as well. So do what you enjoy, kind of recharge from those events that you enjoy, and yeah, just enjoy what you like, yeah.
And Zing, what's your top tip?
I would say to, yes, prioritize, but also know whether you can commit to something. We tend to always say yes to all the opportunities up there. But before you sign up for something or say yes to something, maybe ask yourself a question whether you can really commit to that role, whether you can commit to that job. Because every role and every job requires a lot of effort and time. So I would say to make sure that you can achieve the expectations before saying yes to that opportunity.
That's a very good point, because sometimes it can happen where like opportunities might come during the period where you're kind of free and your schedule is not so packed, and then you might say yes to something that you can't really commit long term. So I guess the key is also to look far ahead and plan a bit further ahead to see whether you can actually commit to it in the worst period.
For me, quite similar to what Ryan said, but finding what you enjoy is really important. I think my biggest tip would be to find the balance that works for you. I think it's, you know, great for me to say, don't study as much as I did. That didn't work for me. But if that's what makes you happy and what's going to work for you better, then that's fine. But I think that finding that balance between making sure your studies are going well, you're doing things that you enjoy, and obviously working as well, is going to be a really key thing to sort of life balance as well. And that I think will carry over into career paths afterwards. I think that took me quite a while to work out exactly what balance worked for me, and I'm still working it out still. But I think that it's a balance that works a lot better for me now than it did in first year, for example. So I think that working on it constantly and checking in with yourself and seeing if it is working for you and if you might need to adjust those timings of how much studying you're putting in versus exercise or time with friends, etc., is really important to keep on checking in.
Absolutely, yeah. The balance can be different at different points of your life. And so checking in with yourself regularly is also very important. Thanks so much, Ash, Ryan, and Zing for today. I hope that with our conversation with a guest today, you'll be able to gain some insightful some insights about how to prioritize and manage your time effectively, being productive, but also know how to prioritize your task based on your other commitments and your work study schedules, and also what part-time jobs and volunteering activities can bring to your personal and professional development. Thanks everyone for listening.
DOSA Pharma acknowledges the traditional custodians of the various lands throughout Australia on which we connect today, and pays respect to elders past, present, and future.